Welcome to the Maura Sweeney Podcast. Maura is an international speaker and the trademark ambassador of happiness with a passion for personal responsibility. She weaves insightful questions with personal stories to challenge your mindsets and empower your best and happiest self from the inside out. Here's Maura with today's podcast for you.
Have you been devastated? Well, if you're on a path to living happy from the inside out, today's podcast is for you. Now, you might be thinking, Maura, what in the world does being devastated have to do with being happy in life? Well, frankly, it has almost everything to do with it, because all of us, as we live here and go through life on planet Earth, we're going to find at some point or another, and perhaps over multiple points, that we will feel at some level devastated in life. And then the question becomes, okay, here I am, so therefore what can I do to move from devastation back into a state of living happy from the inside out? Let's start first, as I usually do, with some definitions. Devastated, very simply, means to lay waste, destroy, overwhelm, confound, or stun. Let me give you now some thesaurus meanings, because these would be all the synonyms for the word devastated. But I want you to go into them a little bit further for your own purposes so that you could see the words, imagine the words, and then feel the emotions that are all connected with the sense of devastation. And here they are: shattered, shocked, overcome, crushed, gutted, dazed. For a couple of slang expressions, do you ever hear the expression knocked sideways? Or what I remember from years ago, knocked upside the head. We can feel devastated in our relationships with other people. We can feel devastated by events, by institutions we've upheld, by maybe political figures or leaders we've always looked to, those that we've held in high esteem. We can actually become devastated by a knowledge of something that has to do with ourselves. Maybe it's a failure or a fault somewhere, and we didn't want to look at it, but suddenly we need to. So all of these feelings of devastation cause me to look at it in one way, if I could come up with a word picture. I've never been in a tornado, but I've certainly seen pictures of it. Can you imagine being in an area when you hear shh coming from behind? You're all by yourself and you think, oh my gosh, I'm going to get caught up in this thing, and maybe anything around me is going to fly away. Maybe anything I've held on to is going to be destroyed as this tornado comes through. That's how I would imagine the soul, the mind, and the emotions within us translate the feeling of devastation. Well, the good news is, you're not alone if you've ever felt devastated. Today, what I want to do is I'm going to share with you a story that came to mind in my own life. And then secondly, I'm going to share with you a story I heard from another woman who told this to me several years ago. And also, as you're listening, I want you to be thinking about yourself and maybe some things that have really just caused you to feel like you were just broken down or stunned and you don't know how to get out of it. No, number one, you're certainly not alone. And number two, you can get through it and come out into the lighter light of day. Okay, here's my story that just came to mind the other day as I was contemplating this podcast question. Mine was a devastation that took place when I was probably just approaching 9 years old. Something happened within our home that was of a devastating nature. It had shocked my sensibilities. It had to remain unspoken. And what it did to me is it affected me on a number of levels. And I was just, as I say, a child at the time, but let me give you some of the ways in which devastation affected me as a young child. One of the big things I remember is that I lost energy. There's a photograph of me where I was sitting somewhere, and if you were to look at me, you'd think, oh my gosh, Maura is sitting like a rag doll. If you could ever imagine a hand puppet, that someone's using, and the hand within it gives it a lot of animation and strength and life. Well, it was as if I had suddenly become the hand puppet, but without the hand inside. So I was therefore just languishing. And that was truly what I felt like, because I did feel devastated and I didn't have the wherewithal to deal with it. I wasn't allowed to speak with it. I want to give you some other ways in which it affected me, because I was just at that point approaching fourth grade. I had such a major energy drain that in the evenings before I'd go to bed, I would get into the bathtub, close the door behind me, have the warm water on, sometimes a washcloth over the rest of my body, and I would literally feel like I was catatonic, but I was allowing the heat of the water and the quietude just to be there for me to help me either relax, and perhaps I did it intuitively, but I could also remember that I would wake up in the mornings for school and could barely move out of bed. In fact, I remember thinking there would be certain days that I would need to take a morning shower, and I'd be like, oh, I could barely go through the motions to get myself in the shower, let alone wash and dry my hair. In fact, my fourth grade school picture even shows the fact that I should have washed my hair, but instead I was spraying a dry shampoo to kind of give it a little more luster. I could not even properly take care of myself at that point because I had no energy. But there were other things. I would get up in the middle of the night and I would binge eat Oreo cookies, which caused me to put on weight. But even more than that, externally, outside, I had actually become something of a conduct problem, which I had never been before or since in my life. You could even see it in my report cards. One of the biggest things I remember is going into gym class, and I used to love rolling and tumbling on the mats that they would have in our little gym, our indoor gym area during the winters. I love tumbling on the mats, but after going through that devastating experience, I became absolutely paralyzed. And I remember the teacher wanting me to get on the mat and to do previously what I would have loved. I couldn't move. And she had misinterpreted it as being, you know, a poor conduct on my part. I even remember having difficulty learning in class because my perceptions were challenged at that point. Okay, you're probably saying at this point, enough, Maura. I've heard enough about your devastation and how it affected you. But I wanted to bring you through that because people may respond differently, but those were my experiences at age 9. What I do want to tell you about that is that I can still look back when I want to draw upon that memory and think, oh my gosh, I was like literally like in a catatonic state, dragging myself through life. But here's the good part. Each day I would get up and I would continue forward. At some point I must have been coping. And from coping, I would learn day by day, maybe week by week, how to live again. And the nice thing was that by the time I started fifth grade, about a year later, it was as if the memories, not only the mental and emotional memories, but also the energetic part of it had gone. So at that point, by fifth grade, I was in a new year, a new environment, and I had so much hope in front of me. I could look back on that devastation and think, you know what? As an adult, I can see people acting out. I could see young children, and knowing what I had in my background, I could understand that something somewhere had happened by way of a devastation that people weren't able to cope with. And so it's probably made me a little bit more caring and aware, but also perhaps on another level, stronger, because I had to rely on myself to get through the process. And the important thing being, you eventually can do the same thing too. Now, let me share with you the second story. Totally different, but it'll give you another idea about devastation and how in many ways it can impact us. Several years ago, I was at a conference, the Adlerian Conference, and I had recorded this story in my e-course. And I tell a tale of a woman who I had met at the conference, and she was from Latvia. And when she was growing up and going through school, she was living in the former USSR, was the Soviet Republic, which was massive. It was an empire of sorts that took in, I don't know how many separate smaller countries, Latvia being one of them. And what she explained is that she went all through school. She had her friends. Everybody pretty much had the same thing. She was living in an environment that was very predictable, quite paternalistic in the sense that everyone living in the USSR had been trained mentally, socially, and in every other aspect, bureaucratically, to trust and rely on the bureaucracy of the government to take care of them, literally from the cradle to the grave. But what happened is that this normal girl, going right through life with everybody else and all of her friends, had come to the point of senior year in high school. And just at the point of graduation, or very near to that point, when she was living a normal life in her bubble, the entire USSR fell. And I could remember when it happened. It fell literally within days. It fell first economically. But when the economics fell, so did the structure and everything else that the people within the USSR had grown to trust in as the force, the organization, and again, that paternalistic oversight that would, quote unquote, take care of everyone. Well, what I never forgot was that this young girl, she was, you know, fully aged when I met her. She said that when it happened, she fell into shock and depression. It was a form of devastation. She said, everything that I used to think was the world, the entire cosmos that she had built her identity, her future, her relationships, her options on, had fallen. Now, maybe it hit me, maybe it's not hitting you, but literally all of the pillars that she thought were so sound and her parents felt were so sound were falling down overnight. Now, she said that she went through 1 year of depression. She didn't know herself. She didn't understand the world. She didn't know what she was going to do. But here's the good news. I met her and she was probably in her early to mid 40s at the time, married, a couple of children, and she held her PhD. And she was, a PhD in psychology or whatever. She was a perfectly well-adjusted lady from everything I could see. But she was able to share how she went through the process and she came out on the other side with perhaps a future and a life that she never anticipated. So what does this mean for you? Maybe you had a devastation that's already occurred. Maybe you're in the middle of a devastation right now. Maybe you're afraid, or maybe you've never even contemplated a devastation. But here's what's important about this. All of us, at some point or another, are going to feel like we had a tornado come through and things that we would hold on to with our identity or our sense of security could be removed from us. But the important thing to think about are a few things. Number one, when we are devastated, we can't automatically say, oh, everything's just great now. I'm ready for the next chapter of life. We need to be kind to ourselves. We may be stressed, but we can find a quiet place to just be kind. Maybe it means preparing yourself a cup of tea and putting on some nice music. There may be some people that have to do some other things, but to be kind and to allow the process to work through you. You know, you can't say to someone who's going through grief and going through devastation in the moment to say, perk up and get out of it. Neither can you be the one that causes someone else to come out of it. But what you can be is a brighter light that shows forth hope to another person. And as I'm doing this today, I hope that even if you're alone, maybe some people that are listening today, don't ever confide in anyone else. Let this podcast today serve as someone presumably close to you that can say to you, yes, you can. I've made it through devastations, and so will you. Do you realize just the awareness that as time passes and as the emotions and all of the other elements that need to change within us to adapt to a new reality and not just learn to live, but to thrive in new ways in a new tomorrow, just to know that the possibility and the hope is there can be enough to help another person make it through the process. So those are my thoughts for you today, but here's what I'd like to do. I so enjoy hearing from those who write to me. I hear from some of the most surprising people that I didn't even realize were listening to these podcasts. I love your feedback. Give me any feedback. Let me know if you like these podcasts to be longer, shorter, if you're looking for a particular topic to be brought up. I also hope that you would subscribe, give me a review on iTunes. And here's another thing. If you have a friend, if you have a coworker, if you have a neighbor, someone who needs a bit of encouragement and even who needs a little bit of support and structure in terms of learning the skills to go forward in life and to live a healthy and a harmonized life from the inside out, I hope you would share these podcasts with them. Write to me at any time, Maura at mauraforyou.com. And I wish you more happiness from the inside out today. Thanks again. Till the next time. Bye-bye.
For more insights on living happy from the inside out, subscribe to this podcast. To learn more about Maura, visit her mauraforyou.com website, where you'll find videos, blogs, books, and the Foundations of Happiness self-study e-course, Maura, number 4, letter U.com, where Maura is always for you.